And she has a chinuch mahalos there. She says on nepech le'eish al yedei medusa shel seichel. So the clarity is what makes the seichel, which is this physical thing, into this source of kedusha. So we have, we prefer to call Yisrael, is I'm a Nichaimo. I'm the nation which is the wall. Zok to Shira Shira, we had to
describe it. So whom is a nation?
I'm, yeah.
Usually it's with an I am, but here it's...
The word I'm... What do they call the Hebrew name for the United Nations is? United Nations.
Oh, that's where it is.
It's Om. Yeah. It's Om something, yeah. Huh. Okay. Achai Slot Katana is Avram. So the Malachim are referring to Avram and saying he's developing still. What's going to happen with our sister in the day that we're discussing about what's going to be her? So Avram is going to be thrown into the Kibshon Eish. That's we're discussing what's going to happen to Avram. If he's stark like a wall, Avram. If he can stand strong like a wall, I'm going to build a silver tower on it. He'll be saved, and he will be built in the world. But if he's a door which flip flops back and forth, he's not so stark. He's budget. We can budget like the doorway. Not so that low harvest. We're going to be sir of him a board made out of arrows. As you draw a picture on the board, it gets wiped off. The verses I'm going to say with him for now and not in the future. Okay.
So what would have happened?
And it's starting to reach him. You're starting the Rambam Vino Lo Vashol. It's the first Nisayin, which is the foundation of everything that's going to happen afterwards. How you bemid this Vada Usa? Is he a Vada or not? That's the starting of the building process of a Rambam Vino. Bemid this Vada Usa. It's Luya Hasagosa. In Dalu Mitzvah, he's not really rooted. He's impoverished vis-a-vis Mitzvah. He hasn't really absorbed the Mitzvah into himself. Besimin Dalu Zu. And I know that that's true because he's flipping, he flip flops. Now he puts it parenthetically. There was no doubt that Rav Mina was going to go into the Kibshon Eish. What was this clarity that that's the right thing to do? Okay. He's clear that that's the right thing to do. al derech at teres kahana. Rabbi Barashi parshas them were shlishi. Kishu moisar atzmai yimsar atzmai amanas lomus. Shchaz amanas at amanas anes and also lo anes. Lahaim says there was shichlios al derech vada ayim ger ayisha. So the point is not that you should do it amanas lomus. The person should do it amanas. That's the right thing to do. I don't care what's going to happen. Not that I'm going in relying on that the Russian is going to swoop in the last second and save. It means you made a decision, this is the right thing to do, and then do it. Come with me.
That's not when you're up against Mitzvah, it's just when you're up against
It's not the way it's
right. So Bershom says, the matter says that when Bershom laid down the gauntlet, Abram says, don't worry, I'm a chayma. Abram says, I'm going to make it strong like a wall. There is nothing which can wipe it out. What's the source of your vados? Like you said before, the person says, "I believe it's a mason, but I don't believe that it's rooted in the Torah." So the Rambam says, "Like, so what does it help me that you have a vados? So what's it built on?" But a person who has the clarity of seeing Kadosh Baruch Hu, he has a foundation. But those who nichlus on the libra shall Avraham Avinu lo v'shol. The kish has gufay ad shemutzas the vayin emona fenecha. And midazu niyasa Yerushas am Yisrael v'prat atzmin chachamim shibar l'dor b'dor. Zogalias oymani chayma midazu nivna am midazu nivna am Yisrael.
Avinu
got it from being born in the Bria, so he came to his Hikras Bar, right? And he came to the point of a clarity that in the Barre and in the Barre's what the Russian wants him to do, and he had no doubts about it. So the Russian has not revealed himself to Avraham Avinu yet, and Nimrod says, deny a Kadosh Baruch Hu, right, or get thrown into the Kibshan Eish. He says, no way, not going to do it. So he had reached a point, he was able to reach a point of a clarity of knowledge that nothing about you. Rebbe writes in Chelem Beis in the bottom of Amuna, like you want to measure how strong your Amuna is supposed to be. Like, what's the shear? So he gives a shear. He says, the person, we take the person away from all of his kaverim, all of his support system. We stick him down in the middle of people which constantly make fun of him. They constantly tell him that he's crazy, but he believes in that. And leave him there for years. And after all those years, he still is clear that what he's saying is right and everybody else is wrong. That's the one of the person of the. You get people like that in Russia. In Bali Chuba, like, like that. Like they never knew Kadosh Baruch Hu. They started learning about it, reading it, to the point they came to such a clarity that they sat in jail for 10 years and they knew for sure they're right. And all of this powerful propaganda machine of the government is wrong. But what those spoke about this and what's Emes and what's not Emes. And nothing moved them. Not everybody gets there. Right? We do much better when our support system is with us. So Rav Avinu was able to get that not through the Masara Satara but through his burnus in the Bria. So he's ready to go into the Kibbutz Eish without a nidun of a self.
So that means then we're expected to rely on our own das. It's all he has. He didn't have any.
Who's we? Rabbi Vino or Ross?
People.
In China.
Hashem made people with the ability to
have clarity.
To have clarity, to be able to rely on their own gossip. So he could be giving up himself. Maybe he's being most. So who's to say? He's got to make a decision here, so he's able to rely on his own das. It's pretty powerful.
Didn't we say that only through Torah you can come to?
I'm saying we. That's why I said, "Is the Rav Avinu or we?" So Rav Avinu, the answer is yes. The we, right? I'm not giving you that leeway nowadays. Right? We now live in a world where there was a Masaras Emes. The only real way a person can come to clarity of Masaras Emes is through Torah. What will happen is you'll find your refusnik, refusnik in Russia, who came to recognition that there has to be more to the story, and he found Torah. He found. So Sharansky has his tillum with him. Mendelovich has his tillum with him. They had something which they held on to. They came to some level of clarity, of understanding. Avraham Avinu's kiddush was he was able to do that without that. There is a radak in Pirush HaChumash where the Rishon comes out of Avimelech so he says it's Chai Misa. Why is it Chai Misa? Because he could have figured out with the Seichel that what he was doing was wrong, and what your Seichel teaches you is Mechayim like a mitzvah, to the point that if you didn't do it you're Shevet Zibnei Noach, and therefore he's Chai Misa. He should have figured out that he couldn't figure it out from the whole circle that really that she was an Eishes Ish, and since he didn't figure that out, he's Chayav Misa.
For you,
because that which your seichel figures out is a mechayev. It's just like a mitzvah. That's his law. The Tziv says that Garmer Chaim Kibbutz Aveim, because it's logical. Kibbutz Aveim is logical, and therefore that applies to them also. Because that which the seichel is mechayev, the Rosh made our seichel that it fits to the emes of Torah. It's all Ramchal, so you sort of why we have difficulty learning. The human mind can't. Theoretically, the human mind cannot grasp the divine wisdom. Unless the Russian made our mind that it fits. I think I had this conversation once. A fellow in Cleveland that
was working.
Wasn't coming. He was, now he's from Baruch Hashem. He wasn't even coming from yet. He was just, you know, probing. He says, I understand. Like, you know, I'm a good person. I listen to what my mind tells me the right thing to do is, and I only do that, which is true. It was. I thought he did. So, and my mind tells him it's right and wrong. So I don't need a Torah. So I said, first of all, don't fool yourself. The reason why you believe in right and wrong is because that's what society says. Where's society getting it from?
Our society.
What?
Our society got it from the Torah.
Our society got it from the Torah. Right? And Elami, you live in a society which did not have any belief in the Torah. Right? You live in Stein. You live in Germany. Most of Germany came along and said the right thing to do is to exterminate Jews. Because that's what society said is right. So, that's number one. But number two, I said, doesn't it make sense that the God who made the world and had a code for how the world was supposed to function made our minds, that our minds are sort of tuned to that frequency? It didn't have to be like that. But why is it logical that it's not, that the right thing to do is to help other people and the wrong thing to do is to be a miser? I think it's a very great idea to be a miser. Why should I give you my money? Right? And there's a whole group of thing like that. But the majority of the world says, like, you know, excuse me, that's horrible. Why is it horrible? I just won, you know, $1.5 billion. I'm not giving it away to charity. I'm buying myself an island, you know. Like, right? The guy's cheap, miser. Why do we have? Where did it come from? The society, because the person made our minds, and our minds are in tune, which doesn't make sense. Why the person should make our minds that they don't to a Torah? Every time I learn a piece of Gemara, I it's to be illogical to me. Every time I learn a pasuk, it's going to be illogical. Of course, our minds work like that. So, but for me to live in a world where people were not, you know, they weren't tuning into the frequencies. There was so much confusion that they weren't tuning into that frequency. So Rami was able to cut all the static and tune into that frequency. This is right and this is wrong. Clear. So it's not said he's doing without Torah. Romino was able to, without having the Masura of Torah, catch into the world of Torah. We are not very good at that, doing that. I wouldn't recommend doing it without, like he's saying, you can't really know for sure unless you're rooted in something. I am. I'm rooted in the clarity of my mind that's right. That's hard to rely on. Maybe your mind is not clear. Avraham Avinu was zocha l'hakir es chei olam. Avraham Avinu reached a madrega where he saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
And that answer is, whenever
I don't mean he had a, you know, LSD vision, you know, hallucination. Right? I turned the mice once with a fight with her Marsha. So after Marsha was Nifter, Yaakov Fleitman was in Cleveland in those days, the Rebbe in Israel. And one of the conservative shuls asked Rabbi Fleitman to come and speak up Rabbi Feinstein, because there was so much in the favor of Rabbi Feinstein. Rabbi Feinstein was a very well known speaker. You know. So he went to a gift, should he go speak? So she was, you know, said, they don't do it part of the service, they do it as a separate lecture. I said, you should go. So he came, he put a big easel, he put a picture of Moshe. One woman who was there became Alice Shuva, and she said later on, looking at the picture of Rabbi Feinstein, I just saw that there's something unique about him to the point that I realized there must be more, that it has to be a God, you know, and there has to be more to the world. That's what he's talking about. That there's, that, you know, the person gets to a point of a clarity that Pasha, we stand in his presence. Avraham Avinu wasn't believing in his seichel. Avraham Avinu lived with a different aura around him. The seichel, the madosa of the seichel, allowed him to see a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the point where Kadosh Baruch Hu was so real to him, there's no other side. I can't deny reality. That's ridiculous. When the reality is Hakadosh Baruch Hu, trying to deny Hakadosh Baruch Hu, save yourself and be real. And I should continue to live with that, to be real by in non-reality. It just doesn't work. It's not a fight. Don't stun him. Mados is not trying to. I'm clearing yes, no, I decide yes. That's not Mados. There's no other side. Vova calls that. That's the Madrega of Yechida L'Yachada. We say in Hoshana, the Madrega of Yechida L'Yachada. There's the Madrega of the Neshama of Yechida. There's no two stars. It's such a clarity that the here is gone. Most people cannot jump off a roof. The clarity of the result is so clear to them that they don't have a choice. You know, yeah, jump. No, I decided not to jump. No, you didn't decide not to jump. You can't jump. Ramavino's decision to go in the Kishon Eish was that madriga. That's what he's saying. It's not seichel anymore. The reason why I choose not to jump over the roof is like I said, you know, I don't use seichel to figure that out. I have such a clarity. The Kiddush, my seichel can get to me to madriga of clarity about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's the equivalent of the same thing as for us jumping up a roof. So when people have that, they look different. You know, I can recognize it also when I see them. That's this woman saw my emotion and she saw it. It's like there's a whole other being there. It's a whole, he's different than me. We're both human beings, but it's like, no. He lives in a different plane than what I'm used to. Okay.